onto politics and the next leg of the Democratic primary marathon. That comes Tuesday in Indiana and North Carolina. Juan Williams is back with us, our regular Friday guest. Juan, you've been looking at the poll numbers. What do you see?
Well, in North Carolina, it looks like Obama is holding on to his lead, although it's been shrinking, Alex. And so now the question is, even with some of the tracking polls, what is the impact of the recent controversy over Reverend Jeremiah Wright? And in specific, what's the impact with white working class voters there? But it looks like Clinton is in striking distance in general. Most polls have her within 5 to 6 points or 7 points or so. In Indiana, it looks like she has a lead or is tied.
But what's this story that the deciding factor in the Indiana Democratic primary may not be Democrats?
Very interesting story, because it's a story that indicates that about 5 to 15% of the Democratic vote on Tuesday in Indiana could come from Republicans, Alex. And this is a state, Indiana, that's the reddest of the reds, I can tell you. They haven't chosen a Democrat for president since 1964, so all the way back to LBJ. What you see is that in a state like that, where you have it's an open primary, there's a little bit of history here. If you go back to Pennsylvania, for example, 100,000 Republicans voted in the recent Pennsylvania primary. It's about 5% of the total vote in that primary. The reason is that, again, an open primary state, and all the excitement right now is on the Democratic side. John McCain is the Republican nominee. There's very few fights down ticket for Republicans right now. So all of the attention is on the Democrats, and some Republicans are choosing to get out and register as Democrats so they can vote in this exciting primary.
Do you have any sense that this could be the hand of Rush Limbaugh and his famous or perhaps infamous Operation Chaos? He's going to try to get Republicans to vote in the Democratic primaries across the country in order to extend things and make things more complicated.
Well, the only evidence of that would be that the exit polls have been really unreliable and forced the networks to slow down in calling the races. And Limbaugh, as part of his Operation Chaos deal, has been telling people to lie to exit pollsters now. But there's no indication as to that people really are following his lead. I think it's much more likely that, as I said earlier, the excitement, all the media attention is on Democrats right now. That's seen as the defining race of our time in so many ways. You know, you got an African-American and a woman battling and people entrenched on both sides. So I think it's much more likely that that's what's taking place.
What's your political conversation of the week?
Well, you know, it's kind of a difficult one for me because speaking to you as an African-American, there's been so much controversy about Reverend Wright, and at some point people calling from the Obama campaign and saying, you know, why are you saying that this is not typical of the black church? And I said, well, I've written a book about the black church, gone to the black church all my life, never heard a minister curse from the pulpit, never heard any kind of paranoid conspiracy theories advanced from the pulpit. Reverend Wright is, you know, a distant star in this universe, and yet at the moment so many people are trying to support him, make excuses that I think that sometimes they go too far.
NPR News analyst Juan Williams. Juan, thanks for being with us again.
My pleasure, Alex.